We're up to Sif Beis. Last week we discussed, we're in Siman Kuf Samach Beis. Last week we discussed the het of, or the concept, the gedorim of Sof B'Sof. And what we're going to do tonight, Mit Hashem and Sif Beis, is to discuss a het, a simple het of Yeshloi. And Sif Gimel talks about the het of Yotza Hashem. Maybe we'll have time for Sif Gimel as well. All right, Sif Beis. Im Yeshloi Ma'at Me'ayisei Hamin. If the loiva has ma'at mi'eis ha'emin, if I'm lending you tvua, whatever I'm lending you, if you have some of that, even ma'at, afilo ein ha'mafteich bi'yoda, even if it's locked up in a warehouse and you just can't seem to find the key yet, but it's, you're going to get there, it's, you have it, it's accessible, then lo v'olov kamasoin lefreya sa b'sa. But, maybe I should stop over here. What we see a concept over here is by so b'so, we have a phenomenal het, a very easy way to accomplish this, and that is, as long as you have mi'at, mi'ayisei amin, that allows you to ready to be malva infinite amounts of quantity of true or payers. So last week we were discussing foreign currency. If a person has even one shekel, he's allowed to borrow millions of shkolim, it's not a problem. What is the reason why, and we discussed this in the past, but same medrash b'lei chiddush, and so we're going to need it tonight again later on for other dinim, I want to go over this again. What's the reason why, by sa b'sa, we allow such a broad heta, as long as it's yesh limat, mashenkin by paiskin, we don't allow that. We know there's a concept by paiskin, which we've learned later on, it talks about that if I'm going to be paisik, that you should deliver me some goods at a later date. The halach is I'm only allowed to do that if it's yeshloi, and it has to be yeshloi hakol. You have to have the entire deal. Let's say I want you to deliver next week 100 pounds of apples. You have to have the entire 100 pounds. 99.9 pounds is not enough. And yet, by the het of sabazah, that we allow even for ma'at. What's the chilek? This question is bothering everybody. It's a standard basic question. I would like to develop it a bit. The first one really who addresses the kash, who tries to take care of it, kalachiyad, is Rashi, basically. Rashi on the sugya, when it talks about yesh le'mat, you're allowed to be lova harbe, which I should point out is really a machloikas amaroim, just that's how we paskin. We paskin, yesh le'mat works. And the first person to, Rashi is the first one to address the issue, and Rashi says the following. Rashi says, I'm just going to paraphrase his lashon, but he says, to kol chod v'chod on every single one that you borrow, means I have one apple and I would like to borrow 100 apples. I'm not going to do that. I'd rather have to have the entire stock. So how do I do it? So Rashi, to kol chod v'chod amrinin zu tehei tachdeh. This one should be instead of it. Means for the first apple that I borrow, I already have one apple. So that's a fair deal. So I got one apple against my apple. Then when I want to borrow the second apple, I still have my first apple. Then when I want to borrow the third apple, I still have my first apple. And basically, I'm doing a yeshloi. I'm doing on the entire amount, all 100 apples, I'm doing against my first apple that I have. How could I use this apple again and again? That first apple should belong to you already if I made that swap. So Grashi Sharei, Eina Knuya LaMalva. Even though we pretend that this deal looks rosy and that's what we're doing, but it's really not true. It's not that my apple, which I had till now, is going to you because I need that apple too. I have the ability, I have the right, the halachic right, to take the apple that I have and eat it and spend it. So if I could spend it and sell it to others, so I could sell it back to you. I could do the same deal with you again. So I get the first apple. I still have my apple. I could have spent it now to somebody else. I'll do the deal again with you, again and again and again. Now, even though we're going to see, you don't have to do this actually separate deals on all 100 pounds apples. You could do it in one shot. But the dynamics, the way the mechanism works, it's all bevasaka. This is how it works, is that each apple, I'm being zayke, if each apple I'm allowed to borrow against the one apple, sheyeshili. I have that one apple. Now, with this, Rashi, not only is teaching the Gemara, but I believe Rashi is trying to take care of this problem. What do I mean? What's the chiddush between this and poiskim, which we say not like that? By poiskim, we don't say, if I have one apple, so I should be able to be poiskim, because with the money I'm taking, receiving from the lekech, and I'm promising to deliver 100 pounds, I could say the first apple for the first dollar, and I still have that apple do another dollar for the second apple and keep on going, why can't I do the same game by Poiskin? Why only here I could do it and not by Poiskin? Now, believe what Rashi is trying to do to answer that kashas, because Rashi says, because this apple doesn't belong to the malva, because it's b'yodoi lo'ich lo'ulam meichra. We discussed at Rashi Shita, we had it a couple of times, the Gnuli Truman makes a diik in a number of Rashis, and I believe this is yet a third, that Rashi Shita is that by poiskin, you're not allowed to spend the item. If I'm poisik on you, that I would like you to deliver to me 100 pounds of apples in May, you can't spend the apples that you have. If the poiskin is going to be on the het of Yesh, I'm not talking about Yotza Shab, but if the reason why I'm going and contracting with you such a deal is because I'm relying on Yesh, the fact that you have it in your warehouse, you're not allowed to spend those fruits or sell it to someone else. If you, the second you take care of your entire shipment, your entire warehouse, inventory, and you get rid of it, that's it, the heter is over, and it's also for you to deliver me new apples. It only could be from those apples that you had. Now, if you have a whole inventory, your whole stock of a million pounds of apples, and I only bought 1 pound, I've had you could sell the remainder. As long as you have 1 pound left, whatever it needs to cover my deal that I have with you, that's enough, according to Rashi. But if you sold the entire inventory, that's a very awesome. So what Rashi's trying to tell you is that there is a basic fundamental chilek between heter of sabitha and heter of poiskin, even though they're both relying on yeshlei. By poiskin, we view it as a real mechir that already took place. I paid you a dollar for the apple that you have in your warehouse. That apple already belongs to me. Now, really, it doesn't belong to me. It only belongs to me. It's me shapara. It was a kinyan deraisa. Chazal took away the kinyan. But lemaisa is, we look at it, it belongs to me, and you're not allowed to spend it. Mashenkin, the heter of sabitha, it's not like that. The heter of sabitha, you're allowed to sell it. So if you're allowed to sell it and spend it, so Rashi, very simply, I got the first one, I could still spend the one I have to somebody else. I could sell it back and I could do the shtickle with you again to borrow another saw. Mashenkin by Poiskin, the second I do it on my first apple, that apple is already yours, or kilo it's yours. I can't use it again. I'm now allowed to spend it to someone else. It's not biyadi loich lo lamaicha, so I can't do it again. That, I believe, is what Rashi is trying to be mechalek between the two. This is all fine with Rashi Shita. Taisus argues with Rashi, Taisus HaMagdalam HaBeit argues with Rashi, and we pass like Taisus, we discussed this a number of times, and that is that even by Paiskin, you are allowed to spend and spend the entire inventory, sell it to somebody else, and that's how we pass in, that's not a problem. You're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to spend it, it's yours. It's only what Taisus calls the heta for the psika. We need you to have yeshle at the time we go into the deal, so it doesn't look bad, it doesn't look like ribbis and they weren't geyser. But the second you finished the deal, the second you contracted the deal, now you could go spend it, because then you could deliver me other apples, that's not a problem. Lashita Taisus, and that's how we paskin, that you're allowed to spend it. And nevertheless, we see that by paskin, it's only muta if you have the entire stock. So you see that this type of lomdas or Rashi is not enough. You can't tell me, oh, because I have the right to spend it, if I could use the apple again and again and again. That's not going to work. Balabatish Gered, it's because in a chanami, you could go and spend it, but right now when you're dealing on the time of the psika, to tell me that this psika is bevasaket, it's as if it's coming to me, but no, it's really yours, and you could use it again and again, is a tata desar, so you can't play this game. Either we're viewing it that it's either coming to me, and that's how you get by the heta, that's how you get by this is a psika of ribis, or you can't have the cake and eat it. Either it belongs to me, or if it doesn't belong to me, then it's going to have a problem of ribbits. It's going to be a sabasaw, a paiskin problem. We have a problem on here. So you can't have the cake and eat it. You can't do that. So if you can't use that same apple again, or you can't, by paiskin, use that same apple again, even though you have the right to spend it, so how come by sabasaw they allowed you to do that? And that really is the Rashba's kasha. The Rashba asked the kasha as well on Sama Kimmel. Doesn't say Rashi's teretz. He proves that yeshli mat works by poiskin. It doesn't work, right? That's the kasha. And he says the following teretz. I want to quote over his lashon because it's a question how to teach his lashon. He says the following. The Rashba answers this kasha. How come by saw basaw we allow yeshli mat and by poiskin we don't allow mat? Zokter Rashba, because by saw basaw royin kilu lava. Tipa keneged tipa. The Gemara was talking about tipa is a yayin and shemen. It's the same thing. Yesh lemat. If I have one tipa of yayin, I could already be lover your entire cellar worth of wine. That's not a problem. As long as I have one tipa. So Ashba, Roin Kilu lava tipa kineged tipa sheishle. For that one tipa, I was a lava a tipa. Good. Ve'akakach, and after that, kilava base tipa is kineged time. After that, I can now borrow two against two. V'chein lo'olam, Zakhtar Ashba. Now, it's infinite. What the Taz explains the Rashba in Kufsam Makim, well, the Taz says that the Rashba means that when I had the one tipa, I borrow one tipa against it. Now I have two tipas by me, now I can borrow another two against the two that I have. So now I have four. Then I have four, then I can borrow another four that you have. So very quickly, I can get to the whole cellar worth of wine, because it keeps on multiplying. It's two to the infinite power. I can keep on going more. One, two, four, eight, etc. That's the Rashba's teretz to this kasha. What does the Rashba mean to say? Somehow he means to say that by poiskim you don't have that, because by poiskim I'm not giving you food, I'm not giving you the item, I'm only paying you with the money. So the one apple that you have, if I'm poiskim, I want you to deliver 100 pounds of apples and all you have is one apple, that's not going to help. How are you going to get all the other apples to be poiskim against? Problem is, and the Rashba, what does the Rashba mean to say? Levite, the Rashba learns that once I borrow the tipa from you, the first tipa, I now have two tipas to work with, and I can borrow two, and then four, and then eight. You see from the Rashba that he allows you to reuse that very first tipa that I had. Levite, the Rashba allows you to have that first tipa and keep on reusing it and reusing it by saw basah, so the kasha is still bim kaimai. So why by saw basah we allow you to reuse that tipa, and why by poiskim we don't allow you to reuse the tipa? What does the Rashba mean to answer? If that's his test, because one generates two, four, eight, he didn't really need anything. Good, I know by poiskim I can't go from one, two, four, eight. That's true, but let me go one, 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 like Rashi says. Let me keep on reusing that same tipa that I have, or the same apple that I have. If he allows you to reuse it by saw basah, so the kasha is, why can't you reuse it by poiskim? Palabatish, I saw a Sefer, Nasiva Shalom tries to touch up the Rashba, and he says, very Palabatish, he says, you're right, but since it's so much quicker, this is all infinite anyway, it's only theoretics anyway, right? But in the theoretical world that we keep on going one, two, four, since I can get the entire amount much quicker, I can get there very fast. Let's say I borrowed 100 apples and I have one. I can go 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, and I'm ready by over 100. So I can do that very quick. Mashenke, by poiskin, if I want 100 apples, to go 1, 2, 3, 4, it's very long till I get to 100. I need 100 rounds. So therefore, he said it takes much longer. They didn't want to be maker. This, which goes much quicker, they weren't maker. There, goes much longer, they weren't maker.
They don't go one for one.
They don't do it. All happens with Vatak, it's automatic. But in the theoretical world, it goes quicker. It's a Shver Teretz. What does he mean? It's all theoretics anyway. And beside, by Sabbath, I'm allowed to do it against a million bottles of wine. So that could take, who knows, 1,000 rounds, you know, till you get there. Mashane Kane, by Poiskin, even if I want two lousy apples and all you have is one, I can't do that. I just two rounds go the same one against the first one, and you have the one, you can go against the second one. What's the chilek? I would like to suggest perhaps a different shot in the Rashba. It might not fit so well in the Rashba, at least you can touch it, but I believe what the Rashba means to say is something entirely different. I believe he means to say the following. And we discussed this, it was in Nagea Halacha Lamaisa, Nafkamina Kirit Melech Rav discusses it. I believe he really means to say the following. When I have that first saw, you're right, I can only use the thing once. I'm never allowed to reuse anything. So by poiskin, the second I use up that first apple, it's finished. I can't, that's it. I can't generate any more apples. That's it. It's over. Mashen king by saw besaw, very simple chav. I have one apple. I want to borrow only one apple from you. I could do that, right? It's against my first apple. Okay, now I have a second apple. Now what I want to do is borrow a third apple from you. It means I want to borrow a second from you, but now I want to get three apples. I want to borrow again from you. Now, even though I can't reuse my first apple, but now I have a new apple to work with. I have the first apple that you let me. I use my apple against the first apple that you let me. Now I want to borrow that second apple against the first apple that you let me. And then I want to borrow the third apple against the second apple that you let me. And I can keep on doing that. I'm only going to use each apple once. But every time I borrow, I can go from one to two, and the second to the third, and the third to the fourth, and that's how I can keep on going infinitely. And that's the chiluk between Paiskin and Sobasob. By Paiskin, that doesn't pass. By Paiskin, I'm paying money for it, so the second, that's it. After the first apple, you have money. So that's not going to help you to be Paisik a second shipment of apples. Majankin, by Sobasob, the second I'm lending you the apple against your apple, you have a new apple to work with. And then I'm lending you another apple against this yet new apple that you have to work with. V'chein lo'olam. The Rashba's Lashon, I believe, what he means to say is, kilu lova tipa keneged tipa. You first go tipa keneged tipa. Sheyesh lo'i. V'achakak kilova beis tipus keneged shtayim. He doesn't mean a new set of two. He means, I borrowed one against one. And then achakak it's kilova beis tipus. I can take another, a second tipa from you. I can borrow two tipos collectively. It's a second tipa. I can borrow the second tipa from you against the two that I have, because I already have two, because I got one that I started with and the first one that I borrowed. So I can keep on going until I can go infinite. Maybe that's what the Rashba meant. Either way, that Rashi sheet is Lishita, so we don't go with Rashi, so you're going to have some tests. The Maisis, the Achronim, say a whole new pshat, and they just say that there's a chibur between Lava, Sabasa, and Paiskin, is that by Paiskin, where it's a Mechira going on, even though you could spend it and you could eat it, but we see more of a real mechira going on. So in the fake world, in the onlooker's world, that he believes and pretends that there is a mechira going on, you can't use that saw again, because I already used it. The first peri I used already, I can't reuse. Even though the second lady could now spend it, you could eat it, you could do it, sell it to somebody else. But ubevasakas, when you want to try to pull this off, you can't take that same saw and use it twice, because we see a real mechira going on. That's what we're pretending to do, and that's why math doesn't work. Mashiach came by love itself, saw, which is really only halva. I'm lending you. I'm not doing it a kineged your apples that you have. Just Chazal say, a B, you have your own apples. We can look at it as an exchange, but it's not a mechir. Then it's not as if it's fully exchanged. It's only halva going on, and therefore I could use that very same apple again and again and again. That's what the mashmois of the Paisk and the Bak, Taz, Shach, etc. It seems like they're going a whole new mahalak, not the Rashi and not the Rashba. But either way, what we have to remember is it's a chaluk. Sa basa and paiskin. Paiskin ma'at doesn't work. You need to have the entire shipment. Mashenken by sa basa, it's enough as long as you have ma'at. So that's what the Mechaber says. Yeshli ma'at me'is amin. Afilu ena mafteach biyoda, even though you can't get to it right this very second, but you're going to find the key. Love Allah, kam asayin, lefraya sa basa. Continues the Mechaber even a bigger heta. Vim ein lo'i klo me'ayisay amin. Let's say the person doesn't have anything me'ayisay amin. Then what you could do is yitin lo hamalva ma'at mi'isa hamin. I could make you have a ma'at. Right now you want to borrow, let's say a guy wants to borrow shkolim. He's going to Eretz Yisrael, he has no shkolim on him. We said if he has some shkolim of his own, gezin tait, so it's yeshli ma'at. But he has no shkolim, he's going to Eretz Yisrael. What is he going to do? Very simple. Yitin lo hamalva ma'at mi'isa hamin. Let the ma'alva be makna to him, a present. Here's one shekel. That shekel is yours. You don't have to give it back to me. It's yours. Now you have one shekel. Oh, now you have one shekel. Now I could love, I can lend you thousands of shekelim. Because once you have mat, now it's mutar. Oi, if you want to be cheaper, you don't want to give up that one shekel. You're going to lose on the deal, so you even want that back. So no problem. Yaveh oloi, lend him one shekel. Boifin heta, that means don't do a saw besaw shtekel, do it that you, like we learned in Sefalah, if you convey a price, how much, let's say, peg it against the dollar. We know a shekel is worth, let's say, a quarter. So good, here's one saw, here's one shekel, and we're going to shum, the domim is, it's a quarter, no problem. And then once you got that one shekel beheta, now again, I'm allowed to lend you kama, no problem. And the shoyel in the Tshuva Sarash even suggests something perhaps even simpler, so you can have the cake and eat it, is give it to him b'matana, but give him b'matana manas la'akzeh. So what you do is, here's one shekel, but it's matana manas la'akzeh, you got to give me back that shekel. Then, what you say you need for the trip, 2,000 shekelim, no problem. Here's 2,000 shekelim, okay, but now give me back that one shekel that I gave you at the beginning, and that's fine, no problem. You had the ma'at at the beginning, I gave it to you matana manas la'akzeh, I got it back, you owe me 2,000 shekelim, and everything is fine. Means I can create a yeshla even though you don't have anything, which is a major heter. So basically, for all practical purposes, when you ever have a deal of a lending, a sabasa, we can easily, just with a little focus a little in advance, you just think you could easily get by this issa, no problem. Yeshli mat, and if he doesn't have, you give him avoy, give him atoni, give him atoni, amnazakze, and you're fine. All right. The Shach says, if you look in Sivkot and Hay, the Shach says, you need me'isa hamin dafka. Of course, you can't have. If I'm lending you apples and you have oranges, it's not going to help. Not only that, if I lend you apples and you have different types of apples, I lend you granny apples and you have red delicious apples, also not going to help. You have to have that, what I'm lending you, what I expect to be paid back in. But he continues, the fact that you have money, that you can now buy it, in the market, it's not going to help you unless we see in Siv Gimel, unless it's Yotza Ashar. But if it's Lo Yotza Ashar, this is not going to help you. You have to have Ma'at Mi'oysa Amin. But if you don't have that, then that's it. There's no way out. All right. And the Shach in Sukkot and Vav points out, like what we said, that even though there is a Shitas Rivon who says that you taka have to do this step by step, 1, 2, 3, 4, but we don't pass them like that. We pass them like Rav Yishayim, but Prat is only Siddur Rabbanon. We pass them that no problems like Teshach. Afilu kulu biyakat. We can do 1,000 payers on that one pri, on one fruit, miyad, because it's as if we did it zachazer, but we don't have to do that. And that's the halacha. Okay. Now, we discussed last week briefly, but it happens to be the Taz over here, so I would like to discuss it here, is that the Taz suggests that the issa of lending a saw b'saw is only if you do just that. I say, here's a pound of apples, I expect a pound of apples back. Here's a dozen eggs, I expect a dozen eggs back. I'm lending you something, and I'm asking with you that you got to give me that very item, not that very item, but that min item back to me. Give me a different dozen eggs, but also a dozen eggs back. That's where you have a problem with saw b'saw. Why? Because maybe those eggs will go up, and you're going to end up having to pay me a more valuable saw of fruit. So then they ask that even the psika. But Zakta Taz, if let's say I don't not master with you that, I say, here's a pound of apples. And it's understood you got to give me back a pound of apples. That's clear. That was the intention. I'm lending it to you. But I'm not master that the payment is a pound back. I lend you a pound of apples stam. The Taz says that that's muta. Why? Because we learned that if I lend you a pound of apples in Sefal, I could do ba'ifin hata. I could tell you, look, here's a pound of apples. A pound of apples is worth $10. That's it. If it goes up, all you give me is $10. If it goes up, all you give me $10. If it goes down, you give me $10, no matter what. It's on $10. Not only that, we learned in Sifalov that if you blow it, if it goes up, you can't give me more, but if it goes down, you could give me the lower amount. It means we can do it, but even het, as long as at the end of the day, I don't force you, I don't expect to be paid the pound of apples back, even when it went up in price, then it's never an issa. If I only tell you that you have to give me the pound back if it goes down in price, or it stays the same, but if it goes up in price, all you have to give me is the $10 that it's worth, that's going to be mota. So at the time, that's what you're doing. Whenever you lend stam, that's your intention. Your intention is to do a boif and heta. When I lend you a pound of apples, my kavan is, whatever chazal allow me to do a boif and heta, if it goes up, I only want the value of the pound of apples. If it stays the same, then I want the pound of apples back. So if I could do that, b'feir, Zakta Taz, even do it stam, is also muta. That which it says in Sefal, if it's also, the Mechaber says, also luvois sa'a b'sa'a. If I'm messing with you, I want that saw back, no matter what, even if it goes up, that's a problem. But if I just lend you a saw, and if it goes up, I'm not asking for the saw back, that's going to be fine.
He asks enough, he's missing a quarter pound of apples.
Sorry?
I lend you a pound, you're only giving back a three-quarter. When the guy comes to return it.
Right. And it went up in price, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, no, if it went up and he's
there. Right? So it wasn't that.
No, if it went up, then we have a problem. Then the Chanamah. No, you're trying to say that lechatchilo minastam, that's all your intention is. You're trying to say that maybe that wasn't the intention. Okay, so it's a shayla what your intention was. He has a raya from the Gemara with Rav, that Rav came to ask the shayla at the end, after it went up in price. Why didn't Rav have a shayla at the beginning when he was party to the deal? When he borrowed it, he should have asked the shayla, am I allowed to borrow it? So it's like the Taz. No, at the beginning, Rav had in mind it was going to be boif and het, whatever it is. It goes up, I won't give more. But when it went up in price, then he asked the...
Rav understood that lach, most
of them
don't understand
the lach, we don't have to use the shayla here. Well, the Rav had to ask Rebbe Chia, but he knew that there might be a problem with rivets. Okay, but that's the Taz sheet. I can't say it's Muslim because there are diukim from others. Not like that, but it's definitely a major heter.
What actually happens when it goes up in price when the person comes to return it?
No, then in the Chanami, you can't give the appreciated apples. You have to give me only the value that I gave you.
$10 value.
Right, whatever that was at the beginning, for sure. Unless you have the het of Yeshloi or you have the het of Yotzei Shav. I'm saying without any Heterim, the Taz is saying without any Heterim, it's already mut if you do Tam. Because that's what you really mean, and that's all the deal is. Benechanemi, then you won't be able to take the higher amount, 100%. Another Nukuda is that, major Tumah, but to make a Sikum of it amongst the Achrayim, is that we're going to see later on in Sif Gimum, Yat Hashem, by Shar, over there, the Makaba adds a Tnai that for Yotzei Shar, to have the, invoke the het of Yotzei Shar, it has to be Yidu Lishneim that the Shar is out. The Shar is Kavua. Over here, the Akronim want to say that for the het of Yeshloi, even if you were unaware that it's Yeshloi, the Taz, the Shak, the Opaskin, that it's already Muta. I mean, let's say, for example, I went into the deal, I lent you Saw. I lent you shkolim, let's say, our example, and I didn't know that you had other shkolim in your pocket. And let's say I wasn't aware of this issa, now I found out that there's an issa, and I go back to you, and we taka found out that yes, at the time of the avar, you actually had one shekel in your pocket already. You actually had a yeshli ma'at. Is it going to be mutter now to accept back in return the payment of the shkolim, even if the shkolim went up in price?
Why not?
Because if you look in Sif Gimel over there, it says that it has to be your dual lishneim. No, by the Shar. So maybe here, if the Heta by Shar has to be a dualish name, so maybe the Heta of Yeshla also has to be a dualish name.
The Heta of Shar is, but of course, that's a Heskim by them, right?
That's what it is. It's a Heskim that you're going to deliver the apples. Here too, the Heskim that you're going to return the apples. Right? Same thing. Both of them, I'm lending a saw bizarre. But there I'm doing it al pi the Shar. I'm relying on the Shar. We have a Heta that if it's Yotzei Shar, I'm allowed to lend you saw bizarre. And over here, I'm relying on the fact that Yeshli Ma'at. Over there, the Mechaber, which is the Rambam, adds a Tanai that has to be a dualish name. And over here, it doesn't add that Tanai. So they want to say, over here, you don't need that Tanai. The Taz says, here, you don't need that Tanai. And the Chiluk, you could say different Chilukim, but the Chiluk L'chari is by Yotzei Shar, which the whole Lomdus of Yotzei Shar, which we discussed a number of times, is that because the Shar is out, you could go ahead and now buy from the market. So you have to know that the Shar is out, otherwise you're not going to know to buy. The Malv is not going to know to buy, the Loiv is not going to know to buy, so this whole Heta, that it's as if you went to the market and you already purchased it, and it's Beshusoi, is Yaka, that it can only work if you know that the Shar is out. Meshengen by Yeshle, which happens automatically, Chazal made the Khalip in it as if it was a swap, so even though I didn't know and you didn't know, that's already Muta, and it's not a problem. That's what the Taz and Shak say. However, they both say that Lechat Chila, you have to know about it, because otherwise it's a Neskaven to do a Nissa. Means if you're trying to lend a saw b'saw and you don't know that the person has a yeshloi, you now let her do it. We know out this of sefalot. The itz is even to go into such a deal. And even if later on gradi him to have it and akash brachos or maybe takala liyadcha, but you still were over the fact that you were niskavim nasei sisa. You went into a deal thinking that it was awesome. There was no excuse. There was no heta. If it was lo yatasha and you thought it was ainloi, there was no heta. So you went into a deal believing that you were doing an issa. So that itself is issa. You have a kavon arah. That itself is also. So lechatchila avada, you have to ascertain that itaka has yeshlei. But if itaka went into it b'di'evet, it's muta abi he had a yeshlei even if you didn't know about it.
Does Yotzei Shar work even if the person has no money? Like he couldn't go buy
himself. Okay, we're going to learn Yotzei Shar. We'll have to see in Sif Gimel. It's going to be in Makalekes Rishayim, but let's wait to Sif Gimel for it. All right. Let's do... now, on this Mechaba has this second, third, whatever, this Chab, that you can lend him money, Yovei Oloi. He has nothing, and you want to create a Yeshlei. So the first Eitz of the Mechaba is, no problem, I'll give you Matani, you have a little bit, now it's no problem. The second Eitz of the Mechaba is, I'm going to lend you a little bit, and now it's no problem. The Mechaba is a Beis Eisev, it's his Egen Hashita, he's going against Rishayna Makobo, Tamidi Rashba, all the Gedela Poiskim, Shach, Taz, Lavush, Chok Mezodim, they all pass in not like that. Mechaba is a Shita Ziyachan, don't rely on the Mechaba, Lagabi the Halva part. Lagabi Matona, Gezintai, give him a mash, give him Matona, even a Matona, Manas Lachzir, Kenzain, you have to know if they would be moided to that. But Halva, they're not moided to. And the reason is following. The Rishonim say Aloshin, that every Halva is Nitin Leitzor. When I give you Halva, the purpose of the Halva is that you're going to go take it and spend it. So they say, Zakatata de Sarsi, I gave you this first apple, Bahalva, what are you going to do with that? You're supposed to be spending it and eating it and do whatever you want. Then, because you have that one apple, I'm now lending you another apple, Keneged that apple, as if we're making it an exchange. Well, what exchange? I just lent you that apple for you to spend and eat. Not that you should give it right back to me. So how could we do this? I can't lend you something if the whole purpose of the loan is to be able to use it to lend you something else, to get it back, to be able to use, to lend you something else. If, Lamarshal, I lent you something, Zaktataz, if I lent you something yesterday, you asked me yesterday you needed a pound of apples, I gave it to you. And now today you say you need 10 pounds of apples. I said, do you still have that pound of apples I lent you yesterday? Yeah, no problem. That's fine. Because you happen to have a pound of apples. You got it, Grada, we know the history. You got it from me yesterday, blah, blah, blah. But that's not a problem. You have it. You can do whatever you want with it. That's a very yeshlei ma'at. But here, if you want to do b'vazachas, and the whole purpose, the whole intent of the first halva is to be able to now be zaykif and to lend more stuff after, that's like a tata disaster. If I lent you the first apple, the intent was that you're going to go spend it and go use it. And now, no, a second later, or b'vas akas, I'm lending you something else against it. How? By making an exchange and get it right back to lend you something else. That's a chukka.
That means that you're borrowing money, in which the money by...
Well, I'm not borrowing money. If money won't be a yeshlei. That the shaks and sifkot and hay, the money is not enough. That you have money is not going to be a het of yesh leimat. You have to have payrit. I'm lending
money.
No, the Mechabi says lehedyo, that it's talking about the Beis Yosef, says lehedyo. His argument to Yishenim, he says, no, that you're lending the fruit, that one fruit. And he doesn't say, he said, what's the problem? He said, what mivalot on it? But right now it's yours, you can do whatever you want with it. So therefore you can go connect it, and keep on being zaykin. Send you the next thing. Either I'm letting you use that first saw, or I'm not letting you use the first saw. It's a chukka with a little to have it.
What's the guy who eat the apple? What would happen?
What?
The guy who's outside eat the apple.
He can eat the apple, no problem. Oh, if you do this deal?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's the last akas. If the whole intent...
There's no way. So he's boring, do whatever he wants with it. And now that's how he decides to use it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not tonight. It's not like a big time to tonight. It's an answer for him. Tonight. It's not limited, though.
This is all.
The guy
I'll be honest with you, I don't understand 100%. But in the world, this is all, you know, the rabbanim. Could they see these dynamics going on? You're already holding like the second. You hold like this double portion. Ma'at works for a lot. You're holding that all makes a lot of sense, and you see that. So to take it yet further, the next step was two more. That's already over the cliff. To say it, that I gave you the first thing, and that makes the ma'at, even though it was b'tarei halva, you're supposed to spend it. And no, you're not spending. You're giving it right back to me to buy the second one. That's like a tata
that's
happening.
The guy with apples in the fridge, they're also litzah. Nobody's going to store apples for apples.
And one of the things litzah is to give it to me, right? Because litzah means you can spend it whatever you want. So you can give it to me, you can give it to someone else, right? So, but this first apple, which I lent you, wasn't that you should give it right back to me. That's not why I lent you the apple, right? I lent you the apple so you could spend. And now the next time...
It's one of the options that are available. One of the many things that I can do when I borrow you is do one of these things.
All right. I'll be honest. I can't say I understand
that.
That
apple that they're talking about, what's the heck of things to do with heck?
How did I get you that first apple? I was, like we said in Sif Aleph, I was shown and we made up a price of domin.
So it's like I sold it to you.
Well, like the Taz's case, I did it stam, whatever.
No, but then that's not late, that's sold.
No, it's not sold because I told you that if it goes up, then I only want the value. But if it stays the same, I want my apple back. I want my apple back, just if it goes up, all I want is the value of the apple. It's not I'm selling you the apple, I only want money back. I'm giving you an apple.
And if it stays
the same, give me it back. The apple, if it goes up, give me only its value.
And if you said he only wants money back, it would be all right.
Then it'll be a mechira, and then stop. Then he's selling him an apple. That's another issue. You could sell him an apple. I have no problem with that. But with the malva, we expect to get that apple back. That's a problem.
Getting the apple back.
Different apples, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, and Konami.
Especially
according
to the
Yopshan
and the Rashba.
Oh, very good. One second. That's why I said that we need it tonight. Image B'lech Chiddush, we need this Rashba tonight. Okay, so comes along, we discussed before, very good. We discussed before the Rashba. What was the Rashba's for why Ma'at works? How come Yeshli Ma'at, you can love Harbi? You can't reuse the same apple. What's going on? So Rashba said, no problem. I have one apple. And against that apple, I'm borrowing an apple. Only one. That's not a problem, right? Now I just borrowed an apple, and I never used that yet, so now I can borrow yet a second apple. Now I have a second apple, which I never used, I can borrow yet a third. And I can keep on going, like the Rashba, right? Or if you learn like the other, then Sivu Shalom, Shalom, Rashba. Either way, the Rashba, you see, learned that I'm allowed to use the apple I just borrowed from you this very same moment to be poisik another apple. And then again, v'chein lo'ilam. So l'choy, you have a mfush, right from the Rashba, And that's a goyin's ray. You have a mufusha ray from the Rashba that you're allowed to do hava, that you're allowed to do the shtick of borrow, and against what you borrowed, borrow another one. And against what you borrowed, borrow another one. I can do that. So he says that the lechayr from the divrei Rashba, you see lechayr a raya to the beis yosef, not like everybody else. You see a raya that you're allowed to do the shtickle of halva, and that's enough to for heta of yesh le'ma'at. But lemais is, if you look at the end of the taz at the end of sifkot and dalit also brings this Rashban also, but he bavons the kasha, and that's what the Goyin says ayin taz. If you look at the two lines at the end of sifkot and dalit, the taz says because of what I just told you, that it's chaluk what the intent of the halva was. He said that if I borrowed the apples from you yesterday, let's say I was baking a cake and I grabbed, I didn't use up all the apples, I borrowed eggs, I didn't use up all the eggs, and now I want to borrow more eggs, and I still have left over one egg from yesterday's halva, no problem. The Taz says, you're allowed to, everyone's moedet to the machaba, you're allowed to use that yesh le'mat. But the Taz just said, all the Rishonim mean, if the hope purpose of the halva was kedei to do this, to facilitate this, to borrow again, that he says is a chuk of it, it's a tata dazati. Did I give it to you to spend, or I give it to you to expect to make the exchange and get back? What am I doing? That's the tata of the problem. But if I lent you yesterday and now today I want to do this, that's fine. That's what the Taz just said. It's only a tata disaster if it's at the very same moment, but vasakas, I'm lending you something, I'm telling you that thing that I just lent you is only for the purpose, so I should make a swap, get it back to lend you the next thing. So that means I didn't lend it to you. So what's going on? What? Haram, it doesn't look. It means we don't see the heta of Yeshlai. So Zakta Taz, loit my chilek, now you can't ask me from the Rashba. Because Al Kain Kos of a Rashba Gufe, the Rashba himself said later on, Kuf Samakav, that's the Rashba that says that you can do this v'chein lo'ilam shtekel. Dem hoysa le kvar avo mo'eles la'avo zaka kachabe. Vayinu bedek shekasavti tchila, shoysa nazi shalolu shem heta akshav, haloysa heta b'fnei atzma. That Rashba, in that case, I really wanted your apples. I had one apple, I need 100 apples. When I borrowed the first apple from you, I'm not borrowing that apple today to borrow the second apple. I'm borrowing that apple because I need that apple. And I had a right to borrow the apple because I had one apple of my own. So that apple was a good halva, was a sincere halva. Once I have that, I can borrow yet a second apple from you. And because I was also sincere halva. Once I have that, I can borrow a third. There the Rashi was talking about a real deal. When I was borrowing it, I was borrowing because I thought I needed it, so that's not a problem. Mashen Kane, what we're talking about is if the whole purpose, the whole intent of the halva is just to facilitate a yeshloi, really it's aimless, but I just want to give you yeshloi ma'at, how am I going to do it? By giving you a halva on one apple, that's a tata desasi. Did I lend you that apple or not? If I lend you that apple, I can't use it that very same moment and say, okay, give it back to me as an exchange, I didn't lend you that apple. But if I'm real, it means you don't have any purpose, you're not interested in apple. Your only purpose of that apple is today to make the next halva, that's not going to work. Majenkin, if you have a purpose for that apple, your intent is to really make a real halva on that, that the Taz says, it's not a problem. Well, rather would be moided to the Mechaba. Mamela, the Rashi was not sure, because the Rashi's case was you wanted the apple. You really wanted to borrow the apple. You weren't borrowing the apple today to facilitate this halva, you're borrowing the apple because you wanted the apple. That the Taz is moided to. So come to us, there's no moraya from the Rashba. It's like a moida b'miktas. We're moida, if you do halva and you really want the halva and it's a good halva, well, you did the halva yesterday for the cake that you baked yesterday, and today again you ran out of eggs and you needed to bake another cake, that's fine if you have leftover eggs. That's not a problem. But if you're doing it now, the whole purpose, o kavon of the halva, is only to facilitate a yesh loy, that we don't allow. That's a tata desasa. That looks bad.
So if you had a barrel of apples and I say, okay, I want a barrel of apples, so I just give me one from, because I really want to borrow the whole barrel. So I just want one now.
Yeah, but why are you borrowing that one? Borrow the whole 100, right?
I do. Well, I'm doing it to facilitate. Yeah, but I am going to keep that one apple.
No, but I think that. The reason why you're doing it in steps, the reason why you're doing a different deal. In the first apple, you're doing a deal that you're going to be shum, that it goes up, you don't want more than the price. And the rest, you're going to do a regular straight saw b'saw type of a deal, right? So why are you breaking up? Why don't you do it all b'vatakas? Because you can't, because you have ainloi. So why did you break up? Your whole intent, why you structured this type of deal was, kidei, to facilitate the the yesh lei ma'at. So that's a tata desarsa. You can't tell me that you that's considered yesh lei if you just borrowed it to give it right back. That doesn't make sense. If you borrowed it, you're giving it right back. By the Rashi, I had already one apple. So I'm borrowing the second apple because I want that second apple. I'm not doing any different structure. I want that apple because I need that apple. So now I have a second. I can get a third. I have a third. I can get a fourth, etc.
How does matana menas lahachzir work?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. That's why I mentioned that in the mechaba, zikha matana ma'asakza, zikha l'choy matana ma'asakza has to work because halva works. But lididan, that we paskin, not like the mechaba, we paskin halva doesn't work, then I'm not so convinced anymore that matana ma'asakza should work either. If you're talking, because if the whole reason why halva doesn't work to be yeshle, because it's like a tata desasri, so matana ma'asakza might be a tata desasri too. I gave you matana, the intent of the matana that it should be yours, even though we don't have the expression milvah latanin, it was a matana, good, but matana is also latanin. I gave it to you to spend, it's yours. And now at the very same moment I want to say, no, that matana, I want to make an exchange. It's very possible that it won't work anymore, in a konami. And a kalam, I don't have a right to that. It was the only makar to such a concept was a shoyal in the Tshuva Zarash. And the Tshuva Zarash doesn't address the shoyal. He goes on to other things that the shoyal has. But when the shoyal gave that eitzah, he doesn't respond to it. So you don't know if he was maskim to it. I mean, normally shtika kalda, but...
You said as far as lending a low-life
nasir... Yeah, no, vada there is a concept of matana ma'asakza, but whether matana ma'asakza allows this ma'at, it facilitates to borrow a lot, that I don't have a right to. All right. let's learn the Ramah. Hayu l'loiva ma'at me'oisei hamin, pikadim biyad acher, harezeh kilu hayu biyada. If he had a little bit of pikadim biyad acher, that's also enough. He doesn't have to have it by him. Like we saw before that if he has it in his warehouse and he doesn't have the key, that's good because I'm about to get the key, I'm going to find it, I'm going to have it. I mean, I have it, I just don't have access to it. So too, hayu l'loiva ma'at me'isamim pekodim b'yad acher, that's also good, I raise the kilu hayu b'yadai. That's fine, pekodim is fine, so we'll guard it like that in the ritva. This happens to be a beisaisa, but avil macherim chayovim loy mikri yeshlai. But if other people owe it to you, let's say the borrower says, look, I don't have taco, but I already lent this item out to somebody else. I lent my dozen eggs to somebody else. I lent my apples to somebody else, and I expect payment back from Reuven. So could we view that as if it's Yeshle, because Reuven owes it to me, he's about to pay me, that the gears man parents, he's about to pay me. Could we view that as Yeshle? Zakhtar Ramah, no, that's not considered Yeshle. That's not enough. Yeshle means that you own it and you have it. It might not be by you, it might be by a shame, it's a pekodin, by yadacher, but it's your item already. The fact that someone owes it to you, it's not enough. And Yishonim say different pratim and what it means to owe. Either it means to owe that you lent it to somebody, so it's owed back to you as a halva. Or you yourself was paisik on it. Let's say you made a hetapsik, you went to a grocery and you're ready or paisik to buy a pound of apples and you did a beheta and you bought it, beheta, he's about to deliver, he's expecting delivery later on today. That's also not good enough. It's not yeshlo yet. And it's very negate to suppliers and wholesalers. I already ordered it from my wholesaler, tough luck. You could order it today to tomorrow, but you don't own it yet. The wholesaler didn't deliver it yet. If he didn't deliver it, then it's considered ainlo. Then you don't have the heta of sabasam. We saw that the Gabi Paiskin as well. We had the sugya of Paiskin later on, which we learned already, that if you want to be paisk and you want to get a discounted price, you have a heta yeshlei, but if it's ainlai, it's just owed to you, either because you were paisik by somebody else or you lent it to somebody else, that's not enough, that's not considered yeshlei to be paisik bezoil. So to hear Dr. Amar, that's not loy mikri yeshlei. V'chein, im yeshlei b'mokam acher, so too, even if you actually own it already, just it's sitting somewhere else, it's let's say in New York, the Ein LaMalva Derek Lasham, and he normally doesn't travel there, the Malva normally doesn't travel there, that's also going to be a problem. That's not considered Yeshlei. Yeshlei means that you have it, and it's accessible, and it's here, but Mokam HaMalva. And the Lashon of the Ramah, he just said, the Ein LaMalva Derek Lasham, if you want to make a dig, is that even if the Loiva does have a Derek Lasham, even if the Loiva himself travels there every single day, but if the Malva doesn't have a Derek Lasham, it's already a problem. In order that it should be considered Yeshle, that we see the swap, an exchange to the Malva, it has to be here, B'mokum of the Alva, B'mokum of the Malva. You go over to a guy and he wants to borrow this from you, and you learn that you're not allowed to do it unless he has yeshli ma'at. So you ask him, do you have it? And he says, yeah, yeshli ma'at, I have it, no problem. Yuchal Amava, Laavutzlai, the Amava has a right to lend him, he could rely on him. Veinu Tzorach Rai Ledvar. He doesn't have to bring to aid him that Itaka has a Yesh Leimad to be Poisek. That's already Mota. Why is this already Mota? Zok the Goyin. If you look in Sivkot and Yud Aleph, he says, because of the concept, just like we find by Prisbol, the concept of Leshavik Isura, Leshavik Ateir, to do it by Ifin Issa, so to hear. Since it's so easy, since it's so easy to facilitate a heter here, so we're not choishish that you're going to lie to say that yesh lei ma'at to allow this deal to go through, because you could have gotten the deal in a different way. You didn't have to lie. If you didn't have any, don't lie. Tell the Mav, and the Mav will give you a little bit of matana, like the Shita to Makav will give you a little bit of ba'ava. So since it's so easy to do boifen heter, so then we have like an ansa'adi, oh, leshavik, Hateir to do it by Phoenicia, so if you said Yeshlai, we're Neman. You're Neman, and the Mav is allowed to rely on you. That's the Goyin Svara. If you look at the Lavush, Lavush has a different Svara. The Lavush Tam says that, why not? The Lev has a Cheskes Kashis. Presumably the Lavush means to say, what are we talking about? He's Surim, we have a Klal, Erechot Neman be Surim, even if he's a Nagevadov. If I want to eat in your house, or if I want to eat in my own house, how could I eat in my house? Maybe there's Chuli Latreif. Treif is in the house. Here it says, my wife is the mashgich, mashgicha, and she tells me everything in the house is kosher, right? She is in the gebedav. I go want to eat by you, and let's say you want to have the hanov, state that it is a hanov of hosting somebody, and I want to eat by you. I'm allowed to eat by you. Are you having hanov, and it's a tevis hanov you're getting out of it, so you're in the gebedav, but erechitz nemin b'yisrin, even when you're in the gebedav. So to hear, L'chaira, who cares, there's an Issa here, but the Leiva is Neman, Eidechon Neman B'Yisurin, even though he's a Negeber Dava. If they know why the guy needs a new Svara of Leishavik Hetera, why can't he just rely on the simple din of Eidechon Neman B'Yisurin? And that's when you really have to think Kasher by Prisbol. Prisbol is also only Issa Veheta, right? I lent you money, and I say that at Prisbol, how you leave Avad, and if I could collect from you. And I know you're alive. And you say, no, it wasn't, whatever, we have a Shaila. But if I tie a prisma, I leave over, that's fine, and I have a right.
Maybe because it's
not going to shy some others. But in Lamaite, it's only Yisurim, right?
I know, but in Lamaite.
So they're very good. So some people want to make this chilek. They want to say that when the Shaila is a pure Issa Veheta Shaila, just grad that you happen to be in a Geber Dover, you have a Tevis Hanor, technically, we'll take it to an extreme, technically a restaurant doesn't need a Hashkocha. I mean, obviously the minig is to have a Hashkocha, but technically a restaurant doesn't need a Hashkocha, because if the person who owns the restaurant says that he's made, that everything in the restaurant is kosher, you have a Rechenem and Bisurin, right? And if grad, I remember there was a store in King's Highway who had a big sign that the restaurant is Tachas Hashkochosi. So under my own Ashkocha, that's my Ashkocha. That's a very nice sign. Restaurant no longer exists. I wonder why. But that was his... Sorry?
My father's out of profession on the right side. I don't forget
about Ashkocha. Also, Takashi? Oh, yeah. Okay, look, from a practical perspective, I'm sure Rabbi Shane here could tell you that it's probably not a good idea to do. But to rely on that, because there is some degree of conflict of interest, even though, yeah, pi halacha, it's fine. But at least in halacha, it's not a problem. Erechon emim surim, even though you're negevadava. They want to say that's only when the shaila is it's a veheta. So even though you have negias from it, okay, even the negias and it comes out to be moment, you're running a restaurant, this is your whole business on the line, that's fine. But Shankin, we hear the shaila is a momentous shaila, even though it's a veheta of momentous, the shaila is by Prisbol. Can I collect the moment that, no, that's not going to be enough to have Erechon emim surim unless you have Leishavik Keteira. So to hear where it's ribbis, when you're lending, you want to know, could I be poisek that to be mechayiv you, to give back a saw, even if it will go up, because that's the kavani. I want to lend you saw, but saw, you owe me a saw no matter what, even if it goes up. So that is a momentistic issue, even though it's batim on the itzavata, they want to say that erechad will not work, erechad bisurin is not enough, and therefore you need an extra sphere of leishavik keter, perhaps.
More on the collecting part.
Sorry?
When you give the thing, it's more on the collecting part.
Well, it's itzavata right now, too, when I'm lending it.
So that would be only
itzavata. Very good. You might have the God of one of the Heintegon want to say that maybe maybe you only need to come onto Lojava Kateri at the end when you want to collect, but right now when you want to go to the deal, I'm not sure of that chilek, because right now I'm being mechayiv you, so you already owe me that saw. How can I make a deal with you, structured deal, with this you are a balchayv to me, a saw even if it appreciates in value. I'm being mechayiv you a saw, lechayra. The only thing is here, they want it out. The other chilukim here, the loiv is talking, so the loiv is talking l'ra'asai. By him to say that he has leishlei, which means he's going to be mechayv to pay back a salt, even if it goes up in price. So it's really, he's a negev b'davar, but it's faket. And the geese is the other way. He would rather say that he's not mechayv to pay back if it goes up in price. But he has to l'rosay, maybe that's why they want to say you don't have to come onto the shavik hetera. Sorry? I'm asking. I know that he definitely has a vested interest here to lie here. I agree with you. As far as Lakan and Lakan, but either way, it's mutti, either because of Lavo Jerechot or because of Loshavik Heter. Now, rather, we paskin Hava doesn't work, right? We paskin not like the Makaba Yavel Mat doesn't work. So I guess you still have to say the going, that Yachul Likach Mat B'Maton, even though you don't have the ability to take a Bava, good, you can get a B'Maton, that's also enough. Fine, but that's what. So Yukamav Alavaz Loivenu Tzerchrai Ledvar. What happens if you relied on him? He told you that he has Yeshle Ma'at, you went through the deal. It went up in price, and now when it comes time to payment, he tells it, you know, I'll tell you the truth, I never had anything. I was lying. And I'm sorry, I would love to pay you, but I can't, because it's a ribbit, I'm not allowed to pay you. I learned to not allowed to pay you back, and what could I do? I was lying. And the reason why I was lying, I was under pressure, because I needed to borrow money, and I knew you wouldn't, I needed to borrow payers, I was desperate, I needed to get these payers, and I knew you wouldn't lend it to me, because you're Yerei Shemaim, you would have never lent me of the payers, if not that I had Yesh Le'mad, so therefore I had to lie, but you should know, it's my amas, so you should know I really never had anything, and if I can't pay you back, the appreciated value.
You don't believe him.
That's very nice, but...
It's not a great bond over here, right?
I know, you want to be mechayiv him. What are you going to do? Take him to Bezin. Could Bezin be mechayiv him?
Right now he has no money, right?
Why?
He has no money, right? He has the gears for the money, right?
No, but he's mukhzik, and he's tiny. I'm not allowed to give you back the money.
He's not believed on that. He's not allowed, for sure. He's not, he has no dinner
of Erech Nebisurim
over here, right?
Why not? Because he's chayshish, he's slicing his first mark.
First of all,
I could even stretch it a little bit more to help that side. Is that Be'etzim, the Havos Abba saw in a pure Chosh Mishra realm, you owe me that saw even if it went up in value. The problem is only in Hilchas Yerideh and Ribbis. But Be'etzim, that's Chosh Mishra. If I wanted to be Mechayiv in Bezin, theoretically, if Bezin wanted to be party to the Avera, they could be Mechayiv. Be'etzim, you owe me that saw, right? No, but it's an Avera here, so you're not allowed to collect the saw, so you can't go through with the deal. So Vivite, you know, I guess, Vivite the Malva doesn't trust him, or at least as a Suffolk, when they come on to Suffolk Terabon, it's not possible you can go to the Suffolk Terabon and Lakula, Lechatchila, but good, you can try to play it out. Right now, at the time of Peroin, who said you should collect a higher amount? Don't collect a higher amount. Who said you can go and collect it? Not that you have the ability to be Typhus. You have the right to be Typhus. The higher amount, because you don't trust his chazar, you think he's a liar now. I mean, Zichah lied once. We don't know which one he lied.
According to Guy Zichah, not a problem, because before you had the Lishavik, now you don't have Lishavik.
One thing, but he's been crazy. He's telling you that it was Shekah. He's telling you. Why can't he have the money? Because he's not from Russia. Why don't he have the money? Yeah. The Maitha is, with all the threads we're going to say, the Beit Meir says Lahedya, that he clears the Shaila, and he says it's not going to work. If the guy later on, B'Shas Purim, says, I'm sorry, I lied to you and I gave you a mass, I had to, I said it's all over, and you can't pay you back more, and you can't be Mechayiv more.
Karmi?
What's Karmi? You borrowed a saw.
Yeah,
at that point, all it was worth $10.
Because I fooled you, I lied to you.
What?
Because you're not be able to collect it.
You're still going to get $10 back. What were you giving me? $10 worth of Havar?
The higher amount.
That wasn't Garmi. No, that wasn't Garmi. When I, it means what? Had I not lied to you, what would have happened? You wouldn't have lent me that $10. Okay.
I still lent it to somebody else on that iPhone, right?
Maybe Minia to Revach. Maybe. Who said that Revach was borrowed altogether? That's all you can get. But I took from you $10. I'm going to give you back your $10. I'm just not going to give you back $15. So, like this Beis Meir, and we don't have really anyone who argues with the Beis Meir, this is a dangerous deal. Do not trust the Leiva. You're going to have a problem. If it's petty cash, obviously, you know, it's not worth your while. But if it's something significant and you want to make sure that he owes you the saw back, you better make sure that you have this, either Adim, or the Beis Meir suggests, he's Mesubah, but it sounds like he's Noita, that if you write it in the shtar, that you're Mechayiv in the shtar, that you have a Yeshla, and you have two Adim on the shtar, so then you're not Neman to go against the shtar. Either the whole shtar was geboit on your Haidah, good, but you wrote in the shtar that it was a Yeshla, and the shtar now says that you're Chayiv to pay me back 100 pounds of apples, even if it goes up, so you have a Chayiv borer in the shtar. Now you're not Neman connected to the shtar, say, oh, the shtar is Sheker, and I don't have it. So basically, He waffles about it, but at the end he says, yeah, it sounds like that's good. So if you want to rely on this, and you want to rely on his say-so, I recommend that you get this in writing with two edim on it, so you should have hilchos shtar on it. So now that he's mechayiv to pay you back kazor, then he won't be neman later on. Otherwise, you're going to have a problem on your hand.
Basically, this man is saying, what if I myself am challenging him? I'm saying, I know, I saw you had it. I'm the Moisian.
You might be able to be toughest then. If you're a Bari, you might be able to be toughest. Okay, good. But if you don't know, Enochanami. Yeah. But if you know, good, because then tight. All right. Had mutal havus like yeshle meisa yamin hainu stam. Yeshle meisa min maat, whatever it is, yeshle works, it's only if hainu stam. Aval, if you play this deal, Aval amalva masna shem yisyakru chitim yeshalom lechitim. I want to have the better of both sides. If yisyakru chitim, if the chitim goes up, I want to have the appreciated chitim back. I want a profit. Vim yuzlo, but if it goes down, yitin loy mois to meishatin kishan shalakshom. If it goes down, I want it to be guaranteed the $10 I lent you. I want those $10 worth of chitim back. That's also that vikar of l'schar. Now, what is this case? Rather in the Riva, she mentions two cases, but I'm going to mention the bigger Chiddush case. And the case is as follows. What was going on here is I did a deal with you that I'm lending you. Now, let me just explain. We're talking about is, even though you have the Heta of Yeshla, that's what I'm saying, even though Yeshla is the saw, or Yeshla mat, whatever it is, we have a Heta Yeshla, but if you make this tilted deal, that's carveless carve, rockal hefzit, that's not going to work. So I could say that the case is working like this. The case is, look, I'll make it tonight with you. I'm lending you chitin. The deal is like this, that if the chitin go up, you owe me the chitin back. I lend you chitin, you owe me chitin back, and it's yeshloi, I have a right to do so. But if the chitin go down, then I'm not lending you, then I'm selling it to you. It's a tonight. I'm making you mechira tonight. I want chitim, here's $10 worth of chitim. You owe me $10, that's but tonight the chitim go down. But it's not that the chitim go up. I don't want to sell you the chitim. I'd rather lend you the chitim and profit like that. And on a pure sense, a pure structure, what's wrong with it? It sounds great. The mechira is a good mechira. There's no issef. I want to sell you chitim for $10. And on the halva, and your yeshle, that's also fine. So what's the problem? But if you look at the entire deal together, the Tanai built it, you see that the meicher is, or the malva slash meicher, is korv l'schar v'racha klehefzit. That, the reverse says, is no good. Even though bad thing, there shouldn't be any problem with it. But that when you lend a saw b'saw, and you're getting back more, an appreciated saw, that we give you a heta of yeshloi, we only allow you to invoke the heta of yeshloi if it's a fair deal that you might also go down. You might lose on the deal and get back lower, depreciated chitin. But if the deal is slanted, that you only have the ability to gain and never to lose, that Chazal never gave you a heta of yeshla, because it's karv l'schav, rak lefzit, that smells. That we didn't give you a heta for. Be'etim, there should be nothing wrong, but they didn't go so far to give you a heta yeshla if the deal is slanted. That's considered karv l'schav, rak lefzit, and that's no good. All right, we're going to stop here.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.